You're listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. This is episode number 40. So I took a little bit of an unplanned interlude in my podcasting endeavors, but we are back with a super fun conversation with an old but new friend of mine. Emily Hangartner is mother of two, Wisconsin native, business owner who is passionate about sharing Jesus and holistic health. She loves to garden, plant flowers, and share truth. So it's probably easy to see why we are friends. Emily is a little bit younger than me, and we grew up in the same church community, but we were never super close until God decided that we had work to do together. I invited her to share a bit about her story today and a bit of her decision to pursue the doTERRA lifestyle. But this is just the beginning of many more conversations to come from my sister in Christ and dear friend, Emily Hangartner. So stick around as we get to know this lovely lady and my new doTERRA business partner. I believe the wisdom found throughout nature can transform our lives into what God truly intended. I believe that Christ came to give us life and life more abundant. So, welcome to the Permaculture Princess podcast. I'm your host, Andrea. I'm a mother, a model, a certified personal trainer and health coach, and I'm married to a certified permaculture designer. And this is a space where I seek to discover and to share practical principles for a more abundant landscape and life. Before we jump into this conversation with Emily, I need to tell you about something I am using daily and have been for probably the last 3 years. Keon Aminos is one of my favorite go-tos for muscle repair and energy boosts in my fitness routine. It's not just a protein powder. It is the essential amino acids our body needs as precursors and building blocks to so many bodily functions our body completes every day. They are a premium blend of essential amino acids that you can get in either a drink, like a powder form, or in capsules. And I'll tell you what, I have both because sometimes I like a drink, but sometimes I'm on the go and I just want to throw back some capsules. They help you stay energized. They help boost athletic recovery. They support lean muscle mass. They are low calorie, guilt-free fuel, and they have all 9 essential amino acids with no artificial ingredients. And they are 100% plant-based. So they're perfect for all diets. They're perfect for keto, vegetarian, paleo, you name it. I've been a lover of these Keon Aminos for well over 3 years, and you guys, I feel fantastic. I feel so amazing. There are so many days where I get a hard workout in, and I know I'm going to be sore the next day, and I take these Aminos, and I'm not nearly as sore as I thought I would be. I am just such a big fan of these. They are one of the things that I tell all of my clients to get. Plus, Keon has a whole bunch of other products. They have Keon Coffee, which is the only coffee that I trust my husband to drink, and it's the only coffee we trust for coffee enemas. That for another day. But we also have Keon Omega, Keon Immune, Keon Colostrum. So Keon Colostrum is really good for my kids' health, especially for our gut health. But Keon Colostrum, well, colostrum specifically, has been linked to helping our teeth. Which makes sense because anytime we help our gut microbiome, we're also helping our mouth microbiome, which is helping to prevent and even remedy cavities. So I love Keon. Definitely check them out. You can find them at getkeon.com. And if you use code PRINCESS at checkout, you get an extra 10 to 15% off. So go to getkeon.com. That's GETKION.com and use code PRINCESS at checkout for an extra nice percentage off. Okay, back to the show. Welcome to the podcast, Emily. Thanks for doing this round two for us, at least.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. So let's start off with a little background on you. Where are you from? What does family look like? And what are you passionate about?
Yeah, so I was born and raised for the most part in Milwaukee or surrounding counties, but I was homeschooled for a majority of my life with my two sisters, and we ended up going to a boarding school when I was in high school. So that was a fun experience that is still a hot topic of conversation when I bring it up to people now, going from homeschool to boarding school. So that was fun. And then I bounced around from state to state, going to college and working in a boarding school in Utah. And then I came back home and started a business right after I had my son in 2018. So it's been a wild ride this far, but so far this business has been amazing with allowing me to have time with my children, but also still work in a holistic sense and help people, which is a huge passion of mine, holistic health and helping others.
So I am big about there being an obvious thesis and a practical direction usually when I am attempting to do these podcasts and these conversations. But when I was thinking about all the directions we could go, I kept there was lots, right? Like we have just history. We've come in from a lot of different backgrounds. But I wanted to kind of collect all of the things that we think and we're passionate about into the statement from Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." You've made specifically some amazing health and emotional transformations in your life and in your health and in your family's health. And because I know you, I understand that you are one that gives the glory to God, and you always put him first as the one who led you in this way. So I just want to know, starting off the bat, even though we like have all these other directions, why is God, why does seeking the Lord as the source of all truth matter to you when you are in this holistic realm?
So starting off, I was raised in the church, and sometimes that means stuff and sometimes it doesn't, because a lot of times people fall away from that. And I was one of those people. So when I was a teenager, I wasn't really in the church as I was supposed to be. So I had both sides of, okay, I'm going to try this on my own. But also I had the side of, okay, I know how it is with God. And it's just so much easier with God, so much easier. And my life has shown that in so many different ways. And not only because it's easy that I focus on God, but it's just the way to go. And it makes your life so much easier in a sense of, okay, I'm dealing with this problem and I don't want to take the whole burden on myself. And how do I ask for help? I might not have someone in my life to ask for help that I feel comfortable asking with. So obviously I'm going to go to God. And he always has the most perfect answers. And it's so funny because whenever I get upset or frustrated or, you know, want to say something that's not super nice, I get hit with, okay, no, this, whoever you're frustrated with or talking to is also a child of God. So you need to treat them like a child of God, even if they are not necessarily acting kind to you or doing the right thing or whatever the case is. So that's just a constant reminder of, okay, God's got a greater plan. And if I just sit back and follow it with him, he's going to lead me wherever I need to be.
Mm, I love that. So what has that looked like in the last couple of years? Like maybe the nitty gritty, what are some of the major health changes emotionally, physically that you've focused on in the last few years?
Sure. Yeah. So since having my son in 2018, that was the biggest shift. I had a huge holistic background growing up, but it was more so my mom telling me to do stuff. But when you bring another life into this world, it's like, okay, I have to keep this person alive first, but healthy. So diving deeper into what I already knew and doing the research on my own made me think, okay, I actually need to take this step forward and be a really good gatekeeper of my home to not bring in these toxins or unhealthy food or whatever the case was at that point. So going that step forward, making a huge change with my son, but also in the more recent years, making a change with my body and realizing, okay, I'm not doing great physically with either my weight or my genetic arthritis that I have. So how can I do this on my own? And a big eye opener for me was I went to the doctor after I had my daughter, and I was like, I'm having issues with this and the other. And I listed off three things, and the doctor said, well, okay, we'll see what we can do. And then a nurse called me the next day and said, well, you need to change these three things. And it happened to be the three things I listed having issues with. So I was like, okay, that was no help. So I was like, okay, I guess I have to take it into my own hands, because Western doctors, which I should have known, there's a let me preface this. There's a time and place for a doctor in a hospital. I'm not saying that. But in my case, what I was dealing with, it wasn't helpful. So I had to take it into my own hands and take a step forward and say, okay, I really need to take my own health seriously, because my children are looking at me and how I live my life and also what I feed them and all the things that I'm doing with them. So I need to be a good example in that sense, but also I need to be healthy because I need to be able to run around with these kids. So in December of last year, I made a huge change with my diet, with exercise, with even just like the mental part of it, because I had tried so many times in the past to do it on my own. I'd say, okay, I'm going to go on this diet, or I'm going to start exercising this many times a week, but I never involved God in it. And I always failed, obviously. And then I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm not going to fail this time, but I'm going to have God on my side, because that's the only way to not fail. So when I started this lifestyle change, I was nervous, like, oh, am I going to be craving these things that I'm taking out? Am I going to be having a hard time adjusting when I'm eating, things like that? And it wasn't hard at all, because I just kept giving it to God and giving it to God, and He was faithful and helped me through it. And to this day still has continued to help.
I love that. I can totally relate. And it's one of the reasons, what comes to mind is Luke 1:34, with man, this is impossible. With both God, all things are possible. Yeah. Or I might be mixing. It's Luke. So he talks about possibility in that verse, but I might be mixing how it's said. But just that focus of knowing that when I work with clients, sometimes I have to, you know, almost tread carefully, right? Tread a little bit, because I don't know necessarily their faith background, but it always, within the first couple sessions, it always comes to, hey, if you actually are serious about this, like, God has to come alongside you. And I literally don't know how to train you unless that's a part of it, because like, I can write down things, I can give you the goals, I can do the things, but unless you have power behind you, which I believe comes from one source, it's really not going to be lasting. It's not going to be effective. So totally on the right page. Okay. So, I mean, like I said, even as you were talking, diet change, all, like those types of conversations, maybe we'll save for another time, because I think we could go down lots of rabbit holes. But I want to talk about what brought us together for the second time in our lives, if you will. And that's getting a little bit focused on essential oils. I, without talking about like where you came from, I would love to talk about your experience with oils and ultimately what has led you to the doTERRA lifestyle, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. When I started using oils, I was actually pregnant with my son back in 2018. So it's been about 5 years at this point. And that was a part of my lifestyle switch or adjust, if you could say. And it was huge. I realized, wow, there are so many products literally at our fingertips that God has made for us, from plants, from all these different things, trees, that we can use that actually work. And that was a huge turning point in my life to say, okay, and they smell good, first off. They smell really good. Most of them do. Some of them I have to force myself to use.
Yeah.
As they work.
Hold on. Pause, Emily. What are you diffusing right now?
Okay, I actually have the Night Forest blend going, the one that just came out, and it smells delicious. I have that in one diffuser, and then I have Citrus Bloom in another one. So it's a good mix of woodsy and citrusy and lavender.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Finish your thought. I just wanted to, I can see you glowing over there. You're smiling. I just had to know like what smells are around you. Okay. Go ahead.
My favorite right now, by the way, both of those. But yeah, essential oils became a big part in switching out a lot of different products I had in my home, such as candles and perfumes and deodorants and all this stuff that had artificial fragrance in it, and bring me to this point of meeting up with Andrea and doing doTERRA, like getting into doTERRA. It was totally a God thing, first off, because I had no intention of moving from where I was with the oils I was using before and stopped using. I had no intention into moving into another company because I was at kind of a standstill. And then we had a spa party. And it was so much fun. But then I learned about the mission of doTERRA. And I think that's where the yearning came back for me, because I had a hard time for a few months where I just stopped using oils as a whole because I was frustrated at that point. But hearing doTERRA's mission and their morals, and knowing that you can get the testing results literally within seconds on their website, is so big to me, because transparency about what you're using, where it's sourced from, and the quality of it is huge, because if you're not paying attention to that, you're not going to get the benefits of the oils. So that was big. And even since then, I've helped my dad get into doTERRA as well, using oils for his cancer protocol. So they have been helpful not only for me, but in terms of helping him heal from the cancer that he has.
Mm. Yeah. So if you were to say, like, you talked about the purity and the commitment of the company and what brought you to doTERRA, what would you say are your most used oils? You said you like Midnight Forest, you have Citrus Bloom. I have Wild Orange and Laurel Leaf mixed together. That was just what was in here, and I like went for it, and I'm loving that. So what are some of your favorite oils, oil blends, and supplements? Because I think we can be overwhelmed with all the options that doTERRA has, but I think that once you start trying things, you start going like, oh, I'm going to keep this. I'm probably not going to use that. Like, what has been a big part of your usage habits?
Right. So I'll start with oils and what I like diffusing, because what I like diffusing is different than what I like using topically for the most part. More recently, I've loved Citrus Bloom for the springtime, and I just love woodsy oils, so Midnight Forest was a good one to use too. I love that all year round. But when I'm diffusing things, I typically want things that are either purifying the air or that are uplifting, because I'm diffusing in the morning, or when I'm diffusing at night, something that's for sleep. So I'd say my top, let's narrow it down to three. Top three oils for diffusing would be Citrus Bloom, Serenity for nighttime, and then I also love Purify. So I have a 4.5-year-old who uses the bathroom on his own, which is great, but also is a 4.5-year-old. So I diffuse Purify in my bathroom quite often to help combat that, but also stinky diapers from my 1-year-old. So it's a great way for purifying the air, in a sense of using it in the bathroom too. And then three oils I like using topically would be copaiba, which is amazing for stress relief, muscle tension, all those things. Helichrysum, I've been using a lot lately because lots of owies, lots of cuts, lots of bruises, all these things. And that is literally a liquid band-aid, a huge healing oil. And lastly, for topically, I would say lavender, because we've been in the sun a lot lately. So I made a DIY after sun spray, and lavender was one of the main ingredients. So those are three. And then my top three supplements. Oh, I have so many supplements, but I'll limit it down. My number one that I can't go without is the Deep Blue Poly caps. So that's like a natural alternative to ibuprofen. And having the inflammatory arthritis that I have, it's so great. So I take that every night and even during the day if I'm not feeling great too. Second is going to be the Lifelong Vitality, which is the amazing multivitamins. And they are so easy to take in the little sachets that they come in. And I take them in my purse. I leave them some in my car, which not for a long time because I use them when I'm driving or whatever the case is. But those are nice because that gives me the full multivitamin and all those other nutrients that I might be lacking with the food that I'm taking. And lastly, the probiotic PB Assist. That one has been amazing for gut healing.
Yeah, I love the Deep Blue Polyphenol. I've just got onto that to like help with soreness and
yes,
whatnot. But I haven't been using that one in a long time, so that's new again to me.
Yeah, okay,
we're talking about PB Assist.
Yeah, PB Assist, it really has been helpful with like tummy issues. Like I have been transitioning off processed dairy for a bit now, but sometimes I still get a little bit of processed dairy in there through different things if I'm eating out or whatever the case is. So it's just great to have to take it daily, but also to double up if you're not feeling super great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're PB Assist, and I love the dual capsule so that there it like actively gets to your stomach first, and then it can like make it all the way into your small intestines because it has that dual.
Yeah, and it
capsule it
do in the most efficient way.
Yeah. So I feel like you did a great job of explaining some of your go-tos. So the other question I have, and I know that maybe I'm throwing this one at you, so you'll have to take a second to think about it. But because you run a business, because you run a cleaning business, are you also using these supplements, not supplements, but these products in your cleaning routines? What are your big, what are your tips for cleaning with natural options?
So we use On Guard, the cleaning concentrate, as our main cleaner, and it is amazing. I cannot say enough good things about it, and it smells literally like a spa, and that is coming from the mouths of our clients because they love how it smells once we leave, and I think that makes a big difference in their head. Like, okay, it's not smelling like bleach, but it's still clean. And sometimes they're a little confused at how that happens, but it's a nice way to, you know, leave their home smelling great and also being clean and free of toxins. And we also love the Abode line in terms of using it for bathrooms. We use that sometimes because it has more properties in it to deal with deeper cleaning, such as bathrooms and kitchens, which is great for that. But we also use essential oils. We love lemon, peppermint, and lavender. So we use them in different places. We use lavender in a bedroom. We'll drop a few drops on a pillow or a pillowcase. And then we'll use lemon in the kitchen. We'll drop a drop in the dishwasher or down the disposal to help freshen that. And then peppermint, we use that in the floor cleaner as well to help freshen it up when we are using a mop, and we use On Guard with our mops as well. So it's a huge thing for us to bring non-toxic cleaners into our clients' home, because that is what our my business is focused on, is sharing a natural alternative while still allowing it to be clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's such a good, I mean, this has been the hardest conversation with my mom, because my mom comes from like loving Ajax, like Ajax and bleach are her favorite things. So I think it's, you know, reminding everybody too, that like, yes, you're using these oils and you're using the concentrate, but like vinegar and baking soda, like you can pretty much do anything you want to do with very low toxic products mixed with something that also smells great. So,
yeah. And we do utilize vinegar and baking soda and also Castile soap. All those things in our cleaning business, along with On Guard. And it's amazing. And honestly, my mom was the same way with holding on to her Dawn dish soap and her Comet. And it took her a good year after working in my business to get away from that, because I had to convince her, like, yes, it does work. You know, it actually works on grease. It actually works to clean stuff. And now she's all gung-ho about it and tells people about it. So that's a good part. It did take a long time though.
Yeah. It's old habits die hard.
Yes.
That's for sure. So if someone is listening to this and they are still like dabbling in oils, and maybe they're a little overwhelmed by getting started with the quest toward better health, what is a piece of advice that you would give somebody that is just like on the fraze, like on the outside, thinking like, maybe I'd like to try out oils, or I have tried out oils, but I still don't know how to like really get them as part of my lifestyle habits?
Yeah, definitely start slow. There is no need to go and buy 15 or 20 or, you know, go big about it, because you want to be able to handle what you're taking in. So my recommendation is to buy a handful of oils or a handful of supplements. Start small and switch out things that you would. Like, stop using candles and start using a diffuser. That's the easiest switch. I think that's what I started with for the most part. And my favorites to start out with are lemon, lavender, and peppermint, which is what we use in our cleaning business, but because they have so many uses. You can use lemon for deodorizing. You can use it to take off stickers like a natural Gugon. And all those three oils also can be used for allergy prevention, or I should say allergy support. It's an easy way to start off with those three oils instead of getting overwhelmed by getting too many, or thinking you have to throw out everything in your home and buy everything new because you don't. Mm-hmm. My goal in helping others is to not buy more, but to do a transfer buy. So you're transferring where you buy something from, whether it's Target or Walmart or, you know, Costco, transferring buying that toxic product to buying a non-toxic product. So you're not double buying. That's the most cost-effective way to do it too. But also talk to someone that is going to be supportive in your journey with wellness, because you need someone. If you are kind of confused on where you're at, or if you don't know where to go next, you need a good leader and a good guidance, to help get answers to your question, whether that's one person or a group of people, because we have a lot of amazing big resources, either our team, Facebook pages, emails that we get, or books. And it's all at our fingertips. But if you don't have that, it's going to be kind of hard to move forward. But yes, if you have good support with people or social media or things like that with your health, and then also starting slow, I think that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Just to repeat that, I tell people all the time, like, try to put the blinders on and just start with a few. And they're going to, like, the way that doTERRA works is it's a money-making business, right? The goal is like to get people to buy. So they're going to run all these deals. They're going to tell you, like, here's a BOGO box and here you can get this for 200 PV. Like, all those things are great. But in the beginning, I tell people, try to like knock out all of that and just one, two things at a time, and slowly make those changes. Because like you said, it's not only a budget thing. You're switching out, you know, buying something somewhere else to buying something from doTERRA, but also it's a habit thing. If you're not utilizing the things that you're getting, they're just going to sit on your shelf unopened. So yeah, find somebody that can support you along the way and take it slow. So are there any, you talked about like resources that you feel like you have in this, but are there any books, documentaries, podcasts, websites that have been especially helpful or interesting to you on your journey?
Oh, there's been so many.
It's okay. Make a list.
Oh, but definitely diving deep into natural remedies has helped me not only with essential oils, but as health as a whole. Whether it's the essential oil reference book, which I love because it's like, it's literally a reference book. You can look up either symptoms or what oil or supplement you're trying to use. And it has that right there laid out for you. Or you can go on Facebook and look too, or you can go on Pinterest or whatever the case is. There are resources, whether it's online or offline, which sometimes I prefer a physical book in my hand to just go through it. There's that. There are so many documentaries, on Amazon Prime specifically, more so than Netflix and Hulu. I don't have many streaming services anymore because of personal convictions of getting away with it. But there are so many documentaries. I think What the Health is one. Another one is, and I cannot remember the name of it.
If you think of if you're like going through your day and you're like, oh yeah, and this, just send them over to me and I'll put a list of your recommendations in the show notes as well.
I definitely will, because there are so many documentaries that I have watched in the previous years, but like I mentioned, I don't have those streaming services anymore, but they're still on there. But more so Amazon Prime, I would say, has more of them at this point. But it's just really eye-opening to see how our food is sourced, but also to see how many different things are sourced in terms of what we're wearing, what we're intaking, what we're diffusing, what everything. It's not just food, but when it comes down to food, your eyes get opened at how much the food industry, you know, the FDA or whatever the case is, does not care for us. And it's sad. It's really frustrating. And I think I was angry for a really long time because it's like, okay, you're going to these grocery stores, you're going to food places, and you're thinking that you're getting good stuff, but you're actually not. So yeah, it's been a long dive down a rabbit hole of everything. Everything in terms of health and wellness and food and natural products. But it's great to be able to have those resources at your fingertips, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is. It's an emotional roller coaster of like, anger and then encouragement and then like empowerment, but then you're still angry. Like, yeah, there's definitely, it's a roller coaster for sure. So my last question, and if you've listened to my podcast before, you know, I always end on this question, and it can go whatever way you want it to go. So I'll try not to preface it for you. It's just, what does it mean to you to live an abundant life or to have an abundance mindset?
So to have an abundance mindset, so that means a lot to me. Abundance to me is not having a lot of stuff, actually. It's more so being able to use my time in a better way. So whether it's me staying home and gardening like I did this morning with my son, or me making a homemade meal or reading devotions or doing that, being able to have an abundant life means that I'm utilizing my time perfectly how I should be, and I'm not in the hustle culture of working, even 9 to 5. I think that is the hustle culture, because if I were to be working a 9 to 5 job right now, I would be a mess. I would be a complete mess. And I am so thankful that God has gifted me this business to not have to do that, because I was very stressed for a long time with working too much and not being able to be with my children and raise my children or keep up my home, because living in abundance also means being a good steward of your home, being a good steward of your own, everything like that. But having abundance also means just being able to love on people. There's so many definitions. It's everything that's just flooding to my mind. But having abundance is amazing. And living an abundant life is, it can be so minimalistic. And the term abundance sometimes means something else, but you can have abundance of joy, abundance of love, abundance of health. Like, you can have all those things with having close to nothing in terms of material items.
Well said. Well said. And yeah, the source of that question, it like comes from the verse John 10:10, which says, "The thief comes to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So you hit the nail on the head, if there was a right answer to the question, but there's not. But no, I agree full heartedly. So where can everyone find and connect with you, Emily?
Yeah. So I am on, Instagram and Facebook. You can search my name, Emily Hangartner, and I will come up right in your face with all the help that I'm sharing about. Otherwise you can find my business on Facebook as well, or on our website, magnificentmamasllc.com, and check out us there. Our website has abundance of information on my company and what we stand for and the products that we use. So you can find me kind of everywhere.
All right, Emily, spell your last name for us then.
Yeah. It is Hangartner, HANGARTNER.
Nice. Awesome. All right. Well, everybody should find you on Instagram. I know that that's where I like to keep up with you. But yes, you're sharing so many good things in so many places. And this has been a long time coming. How many months have we been trying to do this?
January, I want to say.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this quick podcast. It'll take a couple minutes. But here we are, 5 months later. And we made it happen. So thank you so much for sharing with us. This is for sure part one, because we have other things to talk about, including raw milk and how we eat and all the things that you're learning along the way. So thanks again. We'll be in touch.
All right. Have a good day.
I love the way God has brought Emily into my life. She has been such a bright light and an encouraging voice in my corner. I love the way she approaches education and healing, and the way she sincerely wants to make the world a better place. It shows. I have literally grappled so often with whether doTERRA is the, quote, right tool to be using in our wellness mission. And yet the ways God has confirmed this mission are endless. He is using this company. He is using even this system, the MLM network marketing system. Ew, no. But he is. There is no other system of sales that demands support and discipleship like the social networking marketing model. In this model, we are not able to just share an affiliate link or sell and then leave. We are only successful in this business if we walk alongside the people we sell to. We have to make sure that they continue to be educated, supported, and empowered to actively participate in their health journey. We have to build community. This is what God asked us to do. Not to just share the good news and then leave, but to stick around, to check in, to make disciples. I literally avoided building or, quote, sharing in doTERRA for 7 years. But for the last year, I have been heeding the leading of God toward the mission and ethos of this company. I love that doTERRA saw a gap in the market because there was no other company that had truly pure 100% essential oils. And there was no other company that worked firsthand with the growers and communities to make sure that people on both sides of the bottle were being fairly compensated and fully taken care of. Emily and I are united in our mission to share health and healing through the vehicle of doTERRA and only and always by the grace and leading of Christ. I'm so excited for the army of women and men who are on this journey with me. And I want to take a moment to let you know that if you are listening to this and wanting to learn more or ask us a few questions, or if you know that you want to join this mission, please reach out to me or Emily. We are stoked to walk this road with you. If you learn nothing else from this conversation, I hope that you take with you that it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to think or believe one thing and then learn something new or do better when you know better. Emily is such a great example of somebody who has learned to walk the holistic lifestyle. She learns as she goes, she makes mistakes, and she's transparent about her mistakes. And I am so encouraged by her story, and I hope that you too can remember that we're all in this together. We're all learning a little bit here and there, and we've got to chew and spit. We've got to take what is true and holy and noble and righteous and get rid of the rest. So hopefully you guys had just as much fun as I did talking to Emily or listening to Emily. And until next time, have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. For show notes or more information, please visit www.permacultureprincess.com or find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or Pinterest at Permaculture Princess. I do want to mention again that none of the advice or research on this show is intended to diagnose or treat, and you should always consult your own healthcare team when making changes to your health routine. If you have found any value from this podcast, please subscribe so you can get updates and consider leaving a review. I am literally fueled on words of affirmation and I greatly appreciate your feedback. My hope is that you find blessings throughout your day and that you discover a more abundant landscape and life.